the Lord don't come, Brother Leroy said he wanted that recording. They probably got it before, but sure they got again this morning. That's what he wants to play at his funeral. That son, he'll be already in them gates then, wouldn't he? Amen. Coming home. I don't know about you, but it's going to be a wonderful home. Home. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again. Receive you into myself. You know what's going to make it so such a wonderful home? You know, if you go home, nobody there. It's different. But we get home over there, we're going to be with him. Thank God for that. What a wonderful place. What a wonderful person. And our Lord Jesus Christ is going to be there. Welcome us home. Hallelujah. Got your Bibles? Turn with me to the book of 1 Kings, chapter number 17. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Good to see you. I appreciate that good singing, good special singing. You know, when God saves us, he puts a new song in our heart. It's what he said, picked us up out of an horrible pit. Set our feet upon a rock, establish our goings, and put a new song in our heart. Thank God that he does. He's still Lord of Lord and King of Kings. First King, chapter number 17. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was the inhabitant of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain 3 years, but according to my word. The word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence. Turn thee eastward and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord, for they went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and fish in the morning, and bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening. And it drank of the brook. Came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, rise, get to thee to Zephathah, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I've commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. Aren't you glad God commands still? He rose and went to Ziphrah, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And she was going to fetch it, and he called her back and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in the barrel, and a little oil in the cruse, and behold, I'm gathering two sticks that I may. Go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as I said, but make me there a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. He said, just go ahead and do it. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, unto the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of the meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elisha. According to what? The word of the Lord. We still have that same word this morning that God was speaking then. God spoke by his prophet and said, according to the word of the Lord. You know what? I thank God You say, that was a miracle. Yes, it was. He's still in the miracle business, isn't he? Would you pray with me? Father, we grateful for your mercy you've given us again. Thank you for the privilege of coming together in your house. Thank you for your precious word. We pray that you let it go forth now and accomplish that that's pleasing to you. Have your way in every heart and every life. I pray that you'd hide us behind the cross of Calvary, knowing that our Father, without you, we can do nothing. But with you, we can do all things. We pray for that unction. We pray for that anointing. We pray that you'd open the hearts of all of us so we can receive your word this morning. And our Father will ever thank you and praise you for it. God, we ask it in the sweet name of the Lord Jesus Christ, whose name we pray, amen and amen. I'd like to try to share a little of that God's been laying on my heart. Are you there? Are you there? Remind me of one time there was a little girl, some of us preaching along this line, and she come up and told the preacher, she said, I'm here, but I said, I don't think I'm there. And so this is something, he said, God told Elijah. He said, you got to go to the certain place. He didn't say, you can ramble around, do what you want to do, go where you want to go. He gave him some commands. He told him where to go, and he told him where God, he was going to sustain him. And where the will, there's a purpose. You know what? God is saying, purpose, he don't have the same purpose for every one of us, but he got a purpose for every one of us, just like he does. The Bible said in Romans 8:28, he said, all things work together for the good of them that love God and are called according to his purpose. There's a place of there. This one, that is a purpose of God. The God's got a purpose. He knows the beginning to the end. He's sovereign. He is all wise, eternal God. I don't know about you, but I'm glad that God is in control. If I didn't believe God was in control, if I didn't believe in the providence of God and the sovereignty of God, listen, my heart would be torn to pieces this morning, but I believe what God said in his word, he will come to pass, and it will come because he said it. His word is sure and steadfast. It's powerful. There's a place that we can get to. There's a place in the proper purpose of God. It's God's purpose. You know, a lot of times those places may not be a good place sometimes. I'm thinking about old Joseph. Listen, he was in the purpose of God and in the plan of God. There's a place, in the purpose and the plan of God. Listen, it didn't look like, do you think it looked like it didn't look good to him? I'm sure he knew what God had told him. But he was thrown into that pit. That day his brothers thrown him in there and then they took him out of the pit, sold him. Listen, those took him back, sold him as a slave. He went from the pit to even to prison itself. But yet, he was in the purpose of God. I've read in the book of Genesis where he said at least three times in a few verses, it says, God sent me. God sent him over there. It was a purpose in the plan of God. There's a place in every one of our lives that God has for us to do and be in the purpose and the plan of God. And I'll tell you, it's a wonderful place to be. The plan of God. You know what? We don't have but one shot through this life. We got one traveling through. We need to be sure that we end the will of God. But Joseph knew what God had said to him. He got accused of wrong, but he didn't even do. He did. Got thrown in jail, prison. And listen, the butler seemed like he forgot him. But all in the plan of God. You ever felt like God's forgotten? You ever felt like somebody let you down? You ever felt like that everything didn't just go just like you wanted to go? And I'm going to tell you something still. God's a working his plan and his purpose in your life. And I'm telling you, he said, there's a place that you can get to. He said, God said to him, I got something. I got it landed. So it may not always look good temporarily, but just wait to the end. Getting back to the scripture I just read, you think about it. You think about that. God told him, said, go hide yourself by the brook. Go hide yourself by the brook of Cherith. He said, you can drink water from the brook. He said, I have commanded. I've commanded the ravens to feed me. The animals, the birds, obey the voice of the Lord. Do you think Noah had to go out and catch all those animals and birds and all that and lasso them and bring them all in? No, I believe God spoke to him. He don't need to tell us, but I believe he spoke to him. And God brought them there in the ark. They obey his voice. You ever wonder why the birds, listen, know when to go north and to come back south, migrate? You ever thought about it? It's God directing them. It's God guiding them. And so we see from this passage of Scripture, we see that he even commanded the ravens and commanded them to, he said, he commanded them, he said, hide yourself. And he commanded the ravens to feed thee there. Amen. God can even use the birds. He used whatever means he wants to bring his purpose to pass. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm shouting around to me. God not limited. No, sir. And you know what? He's God. And so there's a purpose and a plan for your life is sure as everything. Amen. And so we see in this passage of Scripture that the ravens were commanded to feed him there. Well, he was feeding them, and everything was like going okay, and the water in the brook, all of a sudden it dried up. You got settled down in one place, everything going good, and all of a sudden something dried up. Well, God's got another. He says he's just fulfilling his plan. Fulfilling his purpose. He told him, he said, go. Amen. He said, I tell you, that's something for you to do. But God fed him there in the morning and the evening. Fed him bread and flesh. I said fish a while ago. It could have been. I don't know. But it says flesh in the Bible. Could have been. I don't know what kind of meat it was. But he fed him. But the brook dried up. The word of the Lord came to him and said unto him, get thee this Sabbath. Listen to this. I commanded a widow woman to feed you there. Now let's stop just a moment. Naturally speaking, how can a widow woman that's fixing to get her last meal as she sees it and it was all she had, how's she going to feed the prophet? Can I say something? But God. But God. She went to a test. How would you have felt if someone come by, a prophet came by and said to you, hey, she just had enough for her and her son come by and said, hey, I tell you what I want you to do. I want you to cook me one first. Then you can eat. What would we have said? They might have said, no, I'm going to feed my child first. I'm going to feed myself next. You just have to see what we got left over. That's where we are a lot of times. But you know what? She didn't, did she? She did. She obeyed what God said to do. And you know what happened? The meal, the barrel, and the oil never ran dry. You know what? Didn't say anything about it. It was full. Didn't say she was dipping out of a full barrel every day. I believe what I believe from studying and looking at it, I believe what she was doing. She went to her that last day to get the last that was in the barrel. She was going to feed her and her son. And then she was going. They said, she said, I'm going to die. So I believe what God did. You know, can you imagine she'd have been sitting there with a barrel full? I don't know how it was in, but it was famine. There's no rain. She'd probably had somebody trying to get it. I don't know. I know you would in this day and hour. Right? But what God did every day, I believe when she went back to that barrel, she got what was in there and fed her and her son, and the prophet. And when she went back the next time, it was there again. That's God, folk. What I want to say, a lot of times, you know, we like a big man at one time. And Noah for sure that it's there. But what was happening to her was daily, God supplied the need that she needed and the prophet needed. She was, listen, but the prophet was in the place of there. Not only did God feed the prophet, but God fed the widow. And you know what Jesus said? One of the Gospels. In the providence and the sovereignty of God. You ever wondered why was that particular widow woman that the prophet went to? Not all of them didn't know. Not all of them didn't have that food daily. I want to tell you, it's a picture in that. Why did God come to you and just bypass somebody else and give you that knock on that heart and call and that drawing of the Spirit of God? Why? I tell you, God is sovereign. It's a mercy of God. That's why you're shout for the glory of God. That God came by your house one day. Not all the widows, not all those, listen, in that when that time was going on, that's what Jesus said. Listen, he said it. I believe it. Thank God, but I won't tell you something. It was God, sovereign grace of God that appeared this one. There was a place of there. Listen. Listen, if a prophet had gone to another widow woman's house and they went to the one that God sent him to, listen, he wouldn't have found it there. God's got a there. He got one for you, and he's got one for me. A there. All of us are different. God's got a different ministry for you than he has me. By the way, somebody asked me for some tracks. I was going to bring them out. I found a bundle. Got a bundle of them, probably 25 or 30 of them. I can't remember now who it was. Maybe you hear here this morning somebody wants some tracks. This bundle will wake you up. It'll wake you up. It'll wake somebody up if you give them one of them pretty good. It'll let them realize they face death one day sudden. That's why we must have Christ. There's a there. There's a place. Listen, there's a purpose. Listen, for you and me. God said, get there. Go there. I'll feed you. Hallelujah. You ever felt like God had you in a certain place at a certain time? I have. Exactly. God can put you in the right place at the right time. He wants you to. I've seen it over and over. And he did this to the prophet. And he said, go there. When the brook dried up, he had another there for him to go to. When the brook dried up, the ravens were feeding him, he said, I want you to go there. He had there for him to go to. At the widow woman, sustaining. I've commanded the widow woman to do it. He commanded the ravens to feed him. God's commanded. And he's commanding us to get to that there that God's got for us. That place. There's a purpose. There's a place. Hallelujah. And we can get there. We can get some power in our lives to serve Him and to glorify Him. There's a place of power. Thank God they are. Hallelujah. Also, there's that place, if we get in God's presence, that place, listen, you know what else is there? The presence of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'll take God to meet with you. He'll visit you if you can get there in that place that God wants you to get. Hallelujah. He's a place of service, a place of sacrifice, a place in the purpose and the plan of God. That God will be provisions. You'll be provided for. Our needs will be supplied. I believe all my heart God will supply. He might not, He'll give us the desires of our heart. He'll give us our needs. He might not always give us a lot of our wants that we don't need, but He'll supply our need if we'll get there in the place that God has for us. You know what the Bible said about Psalmist David in the book of Acts? He said he served his generation, and then he died. You know how he served it? By the will of God. That's what he said. He served it in the will and by the will of God. I'm going to tell you something. God got a purpose in place and a plan for your life and my life to serve the generation that you're living in and I'm living in. We're servants. We servants. I can assure you, as you go back to your daily routine and work, you can serve God, be a blessing, be of service daily in your chores and your job, wherever you are. Did you know I get to see more people when I'm out there going in and out stores, in and out the community? I get to meet more people, witness to more people. Listen, if I was sitting behind a desk all day and they jump behind a desk, I know it's got to be done. But I want to thank God for the opportunities He's given me in my generation to serve Him, and I believe it's been in the will of God. Whatever you, God's got a purpose in place for you. Make it count. Make it count. Because there's a place you can get to in the presence of God. I tell you what, God will go with you. He'll be with you. So David served his generation by the will of God. But the widow woman was gathering them sticks. She's getting ready for the last meal. But God intervened. I don't believe there's one of us here ever got to that place, that desperate, that much of a need. No, we hadn't. No close to it. But she had. But God came to the rescue, didn't He? Hallelujah. Praise His wonderful name. So I want to tell you something. There's a place that God will provide for you. There's a place that God will give you the power. There's a place that's for His divine counsel and purpose for your life. And I want to tell you something. There ain't nothing more satisfying, nothing more restful, peaceful, than to know that you're there in the place that God wants you to be. Hallelujah. Fulfilling the purpose of God. Always remember, said it over and over, God's got a purpose for you. And let's purpose in our heart to find out and realize that purpose and fulfill it for the glory of God and for His honor and for His praise. Plan. Purpose. You may go through some troubles and trials and will. But God. But God. Tell you what God told Jacob. He said, Jacob, I want you to go back to Bethel. You remember over at Bethel where you had that dream? About that ladder going back and forth to heaven. Where I visit you. Where you got in my presence. He said, Jacob, get a hold of what he said to him. He said, I want you to go back there. Where? There. That ain't all he said. He said, I want you to dwell there. I want you not only to go back, but I want you to dwell there when you get back to me. Listen, and when you get back where we ought to be with God, let's stay there. Dwell there. Get there. Spell there. And God's got something for us. He will get there. Go back to Bethel. Go back. He called it the house of prayer. My house. Get there. Well, I'm not just talking about this building. I'm talking about get back where God is. There. 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 Hallelujah. I want challenges this morning. I'm challenging myself first of all. If there's ever been a time when we were closer to God than we are now, let's go back there. I'm number one to say there has been for me. I don't know about you. I don't know about it. There has been a time when I was closer to God than I am right now. You know what? Guess who moved? One God. Let's go back to Bethel. Let's go back to where? Listen, God appeared to us. And get close to Him. Let's get back there where God, listen, reveal Himself more to us. There in His presence. I tell you something. If we get back there, I can assure you, God will be there to meet us there and be with us. So I don't want to be like, I don't want to be, and most of us are, including myself. Don't want to be like the little girl said, preacher, I'm here, but I don't think I'm there. I don't just want to be here. I want to be there where God wants me to be. And that's the question this morning. Are you there where God wants you to be? Hallelujah. We all sitting here this morning. Thank God for that. But are we really there? Sort of remind me what the little girl, there was a little boy. I think boy or girl one. Parrot was trying to get it to sit down, Brother Billy. Stand down now, behave, sit down. He didn't want to sit down. Finally, just made him sit down. And you know what he said? He said, Mama, I'm sitting down, but inside I'm still standing up. I'm still standing up. And you know what? A lot of times we'll say we're sitting down with God, but we're still standing up. And you know what the little one was doing? Still had a little rebellion in there. Didn't it? If we don't careful, be careful, we'll still have a little. Are we there? Are we there where God wants us? That's a good question for all of us to ask ourselves. Lord, am I there? where you want me to be, in your place, your purpose, your plan, your power, am I there? And if we are, you can rest assured, He'll provide all that we need according to His riches in glory. Folks, God's got plenty that we need, and He'll provide for us. You ever thought about the will of God and the plan of God for your life? Can I say, don't waste it. Don't waste your life. What's God want you to do? Well, I tell you, He wants you to be a witness and a light. You may never teach. You may never sing a special. You may not do a lot of things that you think that some others may do. God may want you to be an intercessory prayer warrior. You may pray and intercede for those that God has called or gifted to do the ministry, whatever it is. What does God want us to do? Where is our place of there? Would you stand with me as we sing a hymn or a song?